Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Freaky-ass Pokemon, he's a 69 god. Damn. Freaky-ass Pokemon, he's a 69 god.
I need to see this, but we'll talk about it. But first, we'll mention the topics, and then we'll go into what we've done this week. So the topics are going to be Pokemon. There's been some leaks, some leakage. We have a couple movies not doing so well. Is it the fall of cinema? And Kai Sinat has a meal.
And so what would our meals?
Yeah, what would our meal be? So we'll get into those. But first, what we've been doing during our time off of not recording a podcast, and for me, has been playing the shit out of Diablo 4, Vessels of Hatred.
The monkey is happy.
But yeah, I just wanted to get the expansion because it looked interesting. I just played the game when it first came out and then stopped touching it. And then I came back to it, and now I kind of want to go further than when I did the first time. I've already maxed out the level.
Are you playing the new class, or are you playing like
something? I am playing the new class. Okay. Yeah. Which, I mean, to me, it doesn't seem very powerful, but people have online have already made like super OP builds, but it requires specific items. So like there's an item, I think it's a weapon. It lets you have unlimited dodge as long as like you meet a certain criteria, which you would do that through your skills, and you can dodge like endlessly. And then when you're dodging, you do like mass AOE.
I want to add another topic. Oh. I was like, something big happened. The Tesla.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll add that.
Okay, we can add that. We can add that.
But it's funny when you mention Diablo, like Elon Musk, I guess, plays it.
Yeah, he shows it. Yeah,
he'll post things, but like on TikTok. Man, ever since I see his Elden Ring like build, I'm Twitter. Like, man, this guy. I don't know what yeah. it is. I'm assuming it's just difficult level, but I'm just thinking, man, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
The thing is, I mean, even with Elden Ring, it's kind of true. Like, it's kind of good also to go against like the main build. Like if you look online, there's one build.
I understand that, but the way he made the build doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But like on this one, so you can't change your stats. Your stats are all based on your armor, and then you can just rotate how your abilities are working. So you can like remove one ability and learn another one instead. And you can do that at any point in the game. Like, I just want to go a different build and then just, like, remove it and relearn everything else. So, I like that. It's kind of neat to be able to, like, just change everything on the spot right there and then go back into it with, like, a whole new build. So, yeah, it's been fun. I didn't realize, like, so before they had mounts for just that are just horses. Now they have, like, cats.
Oh, cool.
For, like, the new That's expansion. Cool. It's supposed to be, like, a spirit born, kind of like a witch doctory type class, which they've had a witch doctor before, but it's not considered a witch doctor. It's more like a mix of martial arts and like I guess it is technically martial arts, because like even certain attacks will be like kind of like a palm strike, like it shows like the spirit leaving your body essentially and hitting the enemy. So, but I've been enjoying it. Other than that, I've just been focusing on work and exercising. I've been exercising. We finished the, I was in a competition for 3 months that ended. I won second place with, 16 pounds loss.
Mm.
The first guy, 30 pounds, nice. Bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
He was insane. And now we're doing another one. This is only a month though. And that guy that won with 30 pounds, he's in it. So I think he's probably going to win it again.
So our work had a competition like that. And did I tell you the story?
The like, guy didn't eat shit.
Yeah, he became a skeleton. Dude. Yeah. Like literally. And another coworker printed out Tales from the Crypt. He's like, this is you, dude. Like, it was bad. He was just like on a liquid diet. I'm like, man, this is bad. You're killing yourself. Yeah. I mean, it was for $500. So
I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but like for me, I just want like I want to build like a way to like, you know, start eating better and working out. So it's a kind of like a lifestyle change for me. And I just, because the other one ended, I was going to just go into like, not like a crazy calorie deficit, but I was like, no, if I just get everyone to do another competition, I could probably stay on that for another month and lose like the, cause I want to get under, 200 pounds. So I'm just trying to like get that. And I'm trying to have like a motivation for that. So I kind of enticed everyone. So the pot is around $390, but I suggested it and people like pretty much it won the suggestion, but it was a tier system. So we have first place, second place, and third place. And first place would be $300. Second place would be $60. And then third place would be $30. So that like that we all put in $30. So mm-hmm. they get their money back essentially. I felt that way because like I won in the, I mean, I lost in the other one, but at second place and I didn't get anything for it. And mm-hmm. I was just like, I think it wasn't fair. And especially now since we have that guy, I was like, no, if we might as well have other winners too. So.
I mean, that guy lost 30 pounds. Does he have, is he still big?
Yeah, he was starting. I think he was like 260.
Dang.
And he went down to 230 something. Mm. And he's a nutritionist. He's one of the kitchen staff.
That's crazy.
He knows how to eat yeah. well to lose weight.
Yeah.
But I asked him, I was like, so why don't you just stay like, you know, fit or thin or whatever. And he's just like, I love food, bro. Like food is too good. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Dude. Yeah. I'm over here struggling and he's like, I can just do this whenever I want. And I'm just like, yo, what the hell, dude?
That's your competition.
Yeah. Shit. That's my competition. Yeah. He's the main one like that I'm worried about. Everyone else, it's just free money for me, you know? But yeah, I've just been playing Diablo 4. I haven't done anything else, really. I haven't watched any movies, so I haven't watched two flops. But we'll talk about them.
I want to watch Piece by Piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Pharrell documentary. I do want to watch the Lego.
Yeah, yeah.
Lego.
Yeah, that one looks interesting. I saw, I think you had posted a video on TikTok.
I see a lot Twitter. Of TikTok clips, and I don't care about spoilers, because I know, what's weird is I know a lot about Pharrell and
yeah.
the Neptunes. So when Nardwar did his interview, and he was like, you know, talking stuff, I was like, I already know that. Like, the thing is, there's two things I want to know. Him and Chad, kind of, the Neptunes, they split up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why, if they ever addressed that in a movie. I think it's like business stuff.
But I don't think it was a good breakup though either, because like they just stopped talking to each other.
Yeah,
I think it's been what like have.
But he's in the movie, so they must have talked or something.
Yeah,
so it's weird.
He was probably just like, "You'll get money," and he's like, "I need money." Nah, we'll see though when we watch it. But yeah, that's me. What about you?
Well, 2 weeks ago it was your birthday. One of the things is, like, since, like, we're on this, like, fitness journey.
Yeah.
One of the things, I don't know if it's going to help you fitness-wise, but reflex-wise, it'll help you.
Ooh. So. Which is good, you know, with older age.
Or hand-to-hand, hand-eye coordination, whatever. So that, So that book, I tried to buy it at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
It was fucking sold. I was sold out. I was like, what?
Oh, this is Blizzard.
Yeah. It came out last week, but it got sold out.
Oh, like, this is the Jason Schreier. This is like the stuff that went down at Blizzard.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, sold out? I was like, what? Because I didn't think it would sell out.
Damn. I'm trying to escape, and you're trying to bring me back.
Hey, it's too late. Well, you play that, and then you read the book, and then you'll be like, fuck. I was reading the intro to the book, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Nice.
It starts off with BlizzCon.
Yeah,
Anaheim.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
So just to let you guys know, he gifted me a Play Nice by Jason Schreier, which I believe is a events that happen at Blizzard, not good events. And then he gave me World of Warcraft playing cards, and then he also gave me a Reflex ball set.
Which, I don't know if you've seen that.
It straps to my forehead, and I just punch it, and it comes back to me.
There's a popular video of Bill Gates. He loves that thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Someone gave it to him as, I think his daughter gave it to him as a gift. You know
what that means? I'm going to be a billionaire soon, dude.
Jeez.
Thank you, dude.
Let's go. $1 billion baby.
All right. Thank you so much, though.
And then, fitness journey. I lost. What did third place lose in your competition?
At that point, it was just 5 pounds.
Oh, see? I would have got third place because I've lost 12 pounds.
Damn. Good. Good on you,
last
dude.
2 weeks.
Hell yeah. In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Damn, that's really good.
I changed my diet like crazy. So
the thing is that I'm scared is I know that you're going extreme on your diet. I'm not sure your circumstances, but I'm worried because when you go for too long a certain way, like only salads, you know, you're going to break at some point regardless. So I feel you have to integrate.
So
like,
I do have a cheat meal.
Okay.
Once a week.
Okay.
So.
All right. I was just saying, because at some point that's not going to work out. Yeah, yeah. And so I'm trying to just start from the beginning, just have meals that are healthier, but it's not just only salads.
I mean, healthier is better than eating fast food.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, the thing is there's days where I'm too lazy. So I will order Popeyes, but I get their 5 tenders, blackened chicken with the mashed potatoes with their Cajun gravy or whatever it is. And those two items alone are 600 calories. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, under the amount. And then I'm going to get chicken and then obviously potatoes, which is fine. So I do find meals that are fast food, but are good amount of calories, not a fucking 1,000 to 1,200 calories a meal. Cause that would already put me over my deficit. Mm-hmm. So
I usually do a intermittent fasting. So it's still, it depends. Sometimes I eat 2 meals a day, but sometimes I eat just one.
Yeah.
And it's usually just lunch. And today I'm going to eat a second meal because I'm starving. But
second breakfast.
Fitness journey. Not really exercising too. I mean, I go on walks, but only twice a week. I don't, and they're pretty intense walks, but I don't. It's just diet, dude. Just eating no carbs, dude, it makes you lose weight because that's what you burn when you eat.
Yeah.
So if you don't have carbs, it just burns your fat. So I usually eat. So my go-to is usually a fish. So there's this restaurant that specializes in fish.
Una mojada.
No, not fried. They do. They sell. They do
yeah,
sell.
Yeah, but fucking, you get grilled.
They sell fish and chips. I've had it once. Man, it's good. But they have all kinds of fish. But I always get the rainbow trout, double salad, balsamic vinegar.
Damn.
Yeah, I know what I want. Dude.
I have a question. Are you able to cook at the place you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing you can do is get any fish you want. Just wrap it in foil and leave it on the stove on the thing on low heat, 2 or 3, and leave it there for 20 minutes and it's done.
Yep.
So that's an easy meal for me too. Yeah. I just have to let it leave it alone for a while.
I haven't been streaming. I'm eventually going to come back, but I want to move out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then have a schedule. But I mean, I might stream every now and then, every once in a while, but I'm not going to do that yet. Went to Comic-Con as Aang.
I saw Aang. That, dude. It's funny too, because first of all, before the new episodes came out, that would have been considered Tenzin.
Mm-hmm.
Or the godson or the son of Aang.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you were being him. And people are going to still confuse you for Aang.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was going to make a comment on one of your things going oh, good Tenzin costume.
it was weird because people who knew me knew. So the thing is, I'm watching Avatar right now.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it.
Okay.
So when I did the costume and I looked for adult Aang, I didn't know adult Aang shows up in Korra.
Yeah.
And not in Avatar. So I was looking at the pictures and then I was looking at the website, it's like, oh shit, he appears in Korra. He doesn't appear in Avatar.
Yeah, he's still young in that one. Yeah. It ends with him young.
And it's funny because, you know, I watched season one. I thought it was okay. It wasn't like crazy until the last episode. I was like, holy shit, this shit is good. It's good.
So you've never seen it from the beginning, like the whole thing?
No.
You've just seen individual episodes.
I'm still watching it. I'm on season two. That's crazy. There's only three seasons, but
is it really? Wait, in Korra or in
Avatar: Last Airbender?
Is it really only three seasons?
It's 20-minute episodes.
But three seasons. It's like 3 million episodes.
There's no. It's like 15 each season.
That's crazy. I felt it was so long. I thought it was like five seasons or more.
The first season felt long because a lot of it was not good.
That's crazy.
Until the last episode.
That means Korra is longer. I think Korra is four seasons.
Possible.
That's crazy. I've been meaning to buy like the collection, but I can't ever catch it when it's on sale. I mean, I know it's gone on sale, but like I always forget. And then I'll be like, I'll look at past sales and be like, it was like $20 or under $20 for both the Avatar and Korra.
The thing that like irks me with the show is like, to me, it's too predictable. Like there's that one episode where he meets his homie or his best friend, Bomi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets the king. And I was like, oh, that's Bomi. Like it looks like him. And yeah. Like I'm like, dude, and then they do the reveal. I'm like, wait, did people
I knew
not
the whole time? Yeah.
Yeah. Did people not realize this is Bomi?
Like, I think as a viewer, it's simple to see that. But obviously, like the story is based on like it's been so long. He assumes he's dead already. And that can't be him, you know, just has like similarities kind of thing. So,
yeah. Did the cosplay? I think I don't know if we're going to the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But that's going to be my costume.
I'm building a costume now. I just have the details to put on it, but it's pretty much like finished. I have to put the eyes.
Is a surprise for me? Surprise? You don't have to say it.
Is
it from a show?
It's from a show.
Okay. Cartoon?
It is a cartoon.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
I want to tell you, though, but like I haven't told anyone, people at work.
You don't tell
but
me.
There's like no reason to. I just want to like.
I want the surprise.
Okay. I think it's the reason why I haven't said anything is because I've always planned it with a group of people at work. So like even when I did, what was it? The Mojo Jojo. It's because I had three girls that were Powerpuff Girls and then, that was it. So I was with three other people. So four total. And I was the Mojo Jojo. So then I brought that costume to that event that we went to. But this time I'm not doing anything. It's just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I don't want anyone to know. I want to kind of make it a surprise for everyone.
Good guy or bad guy?
Good guy.
Okay, cool.
Not superhero though.
Cartoon?
Cartoon.
Anime?
It's not considered an anime.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Western cartoon.
Yeah, Western cartoon. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you it was on Cartoon Network.
Okay.
Too.
All right, cool. We shall see. We shall see. I mean, I like that event. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were robbed. I don't know how you did.
I think it's funny, but
you're robbed. So you're entering the contest again.
I plan on to. I don't think this one's gonna win, though. People might find it super enjoyable and funny, but like, I don't think it would be amazing compared to like the Mojo Jojo. Mm. Like, if I were to put both costumes together with me in it, I would feel like Mojo Jojo would win by a landslide.
Damn.
But we'll see.
The return. I invited Kurosh, but he said maybe, so we'll see what happens.
Also, it's going to be very annoying to move in that costume.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As long as it's not hot.
I don't think that's going to be an issue. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue, because I can also have a fan in it.
Okay. Alrighty.
If I need to, I do have a portable fan that I can recharge have it.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force or something like milkshake.
No. That would have been a good one. Meat Holy water. Shit. But how would I get the roundness out of that?
So I did that. Met the voice actor at Comic-Con.
Of Aang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young Aang. And met
Oh, and that's the photo you had Uncle, with, right? Hmm? You had a photo with both of them? Uncle Iroh and Uncle Aang? Iroh,
yep. Aang and the live action was supposed to be there, but I think he canceled or something.
Oh.
And, you know, looking back at it, I regret not... Dang, it was $300 to take a picture of Michael J. Fox, but I kind of regret.
Wait, $300 or $3,000?
$300.
I thought you said $3,000 originally. What the hell? All right.
But I kind of regret. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, I mean, it's really expensive, dude. But yeah. It's Michael J. Fox, dude.
But you also with Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, that was the factor. Man. Like, I feel like just one of them, not enough. But, like, both of them, I think it would have been worth it.
Yeah.
I thought it was $3,000 you were saying. So I would have been like, no, I'm not going to pay that much. It doesn't matter.
But it's crazy because, like, Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor,
yeah.
The Star Wars guys, they're charging a lot. Sold out, dude. That's
yeah?
Like, yeah, I was like, damn, that's fucking crazy.
Damn.
But there, it was cheaper. I think it was like $100 or $200 or something. But I'm like, damn, it sold out. Did that LA Comic Con? I had a chance to stream. I didn't want to stream because you know I'm not in the streaming mindset. So I spent a good amount of time playing an indie game called Ink Inside.
Ink Inside.
It's like.
So you recommend it?
It's cool. Like, I don't know the story,
yeah.
Story-wise, but if the story is, like, Inscription, yeah, I would recommend it. It's, like, Dodgeball with Mario RPG. I guess that's, like, a mix of it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, the guy said, oh, yeah, I'll give you a free code. I don't know if I should email him. Because, to me, indie games are struggling, so yeah. I would rather support them and pay for the game. It's, like, $20, $15, that's nothing.
Well, I mean, I think you should email him and be like, hey, I'm still willing to get it, but, like, I want to pay you. Like, I don't want you to, like, have to.
But, I mean, that guy was enjoying, because it's like we're doing co-op mode.
Yeah.
And he was enjoying, I don't know, he spent a lot. I spent a long time there. Like, that's another thing, dude. Like, conventions or, like, PAX or whatever. You got to make demos that are time. They cut off the time.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't be on a demo for 2 hours.
But then happy on the demo for two hours, you shouldn't be
But
on
there wasn't, yeah, I was happy, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, in the back of your head, you're like, damn.
But there's no line.
Okay, okay.
No one else is waiting for the game. But indie game developers, you need to make a demo that's doesn't have a lot of, like, I played Hyper Light Breaker.
Yeah.
And it took too long because it's an open world game. It took too long to play the game, and it's just like I waited too long to play.
Right, just because you're talking about it right now, I want to like elaborate on your like answer for or your decision to be like, hey, they shouldn't be too long. Should the demo itself have a time limit and cut you off regardless?
Yes.
Or should it be like it's an unlimited demo the way yours was? But if there's a line, the developer should be like, hey, it was 5 minutes for each person, so you need to leave.
If they enforce it, then second option.
Okay. But yeah, because like,
it's usually not enforced.
Because I feel like when there's a moment for you, like where you there's no one behind you, you could stay there for as long as you want, and then the game cuts off at 5 minutes, and you're just like, I didn't get to enjoy it enough. And then you leave, and you're like, I don't know if that game would have been good for me or not, you know? Whereas like... There's that moment. It's individually people, like for individual people, because like not everyone's going to have that time slot to enjoy it. But when they do, they're going to be like, oh, man, like I realize I just played for 2 hours and enjoyed the shit out of it.
Another thing is I don't want to shit on like RPGs, but there's some RPGs that are being demoed. That's not a demoable game, dude. Like it's just like I know there's a market for it, but like. I don't know, dude. Like, I kind of don't think RPGs should not... Unless you make a build where it's just fights.
Yeah, yeah.
But RPGs should not be...
Because I feel like Monster Hunter's done it the right way. Like, because that game, like, from beginning to end, it would never be demoable.
Right.
But, like, the way they set it up, it's like, hey, here's the game. Here's three monsters. Choose the one you want. Here's five sets of gear. Choose the one you want. And then just start the battle right away. Or well, not the battle, but start the stage. It's a 15-minute fight, and you know if you beat it in time, if you don't, regardless, it's over. So I think Monster Hunter's done it really well for a demo.
Oh, this is for anyone listening. Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Tubi. I don't know if you ever used Tubi.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, is that like the YouTube?
It's kind of like YouTube. It's like for TV and movies.
Oh.
But it's free.
Okay.
But damn, they got some damn good movies on that shit, dude.
So is it like they have free movies and also like paid movies, or everything's free?
Everything's free.
Okay.
So yeah,
is it ads, or how is it?
There's no ads.
So then this is probably not a legal thing.
No, it's legal. What for the sure. heck? You seen the TikToks with the Tubi movies? They're like cheesy. There's also shitty movies.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of shit. There's actually a lot of shitty movies, but I'm like amazed, dude.
So they have like no triple A title games or like movies.
No,
or
they do.
What the heck, dude?
Yeah, I think they get paid by streams or something. They get paid somehow.
But I mean, it's not enough money because apparently, know. You know, Netflix over here charging way more than they need to.
It's free. And they have the TV shows trip me out. They have TV.
Damn.
So like I could watch Pawn Stars. Like just a channel just full of Pawn Stars 24/7. It's cool. Tubi is, man, if you don't got money, but if you got like a smart device or TV or computer, Tubi is the way to go. And I watched this was not on Tubi. Since it's Halloween, I watched Maw. It was okay. It's about that lady, she like buys you alcohol, you go to her house, and then like bad thing starts happening.
It's like Hansel and Gretel. Kinda. The witch, like, she has a candy house and you invites you in, and then she starts cooking you.
You kinda, yeah. But it's very graphic. I was like, holy shit, this shit's graphic as hell. It was okay. I want to see The Frighteners next. I've never seen it. It's with Michael J. Fox, but other than that. Oh, Zelda. Echoes of Wisdom.
Oh yeah, you picked it up, huh?
It's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah?
Like it's crazy because you think like Zelda, it's for kids. I'm trying to do this thing right now. It's a fucking challenge. It's fucking hard. it's a time trial thing.
Yeah.
You got to like collect these fruits within the time. And I'm trying to do it to get this fucking item.
If you do like a certain amount of time, it gives you the best reward, I'm assuming.
But they're saying, like their guides, they're saying you shouldn't do this until you get this one item because it helps you because you jump higher.
Yeah,
it helps you get it. I'm such a masochist. I'm like I'm trying to do it without that fucking item.
Have you like? Is there people that have done it? Like it's possible.
I think it's possible.
So you haven't even verified.
I'm using like a summon too to help me.
Yeah, yeah.
Collect the fruits, and that's kind of cheating. That's helping me, and right, I still can't do it. So I think I can do it. I just got to be because like the fruits come out in a specific pattern and it never changes.
Okay.
So I just got to memorize.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Where it comes out.
And instead of like wasting time, like, oh, it was over here.
Yeah. But I'm enjoying it. It reminds me of playing a necromancer in Diablo. You like summon enemies and you can attack too. Like it's cool. Dang. I like it. Best family game. It's gonna win best family game.
But yeah, the thing is, it's funny is like I don't consider like I know Nintendo makes obviously like kid games, but like when it's a major title, I don't consider it a kid's game because like even Mario, like they have Mario Galaxy, like it is not like a majority of it a kid can enjoy, but there's certain things you can do that it's like you're not gonna like get that at a kid level. Like that's a, you know, you got to have more experience in a game to understand what needs to be done to get whatever it needs. It is.
Oh, I take it back. Mario Party, the new one that just came out, the reviews, that's family game of the year. It's killing. Usually Mario Party games don't get good reviews.
Right, right.
This shit is fucking crazy. So I'm like, damn, I want to might pick it up, but, you know, I got no friends.
Must be iconic, like little mini games or something. If you pick it up, I mean, I'd be down to like play. We can hook it up at my place.
LA Comic Con passed. The panel I wanted to do was a video game challenge. It would be audience members versus us. But I'm thinking the Mario Party would have been a cool game to play.
I mean,
I was gonna make the challenge like, oh shit, it's gonna be a crazy ass game. I was like, no, it's gonna be something cheesy like Mario Party and yeah. Next year,
LA yeah, Comic Con. We can try it. I mean, we can turn into what was it? LA Street Pass. I meant like the the convention trivia stuff and trivia and things. And I mean, that's pretty chill. Like, I think being on the opposite end, being like them, the moderators and stuff, I'd still stress though, because even though we're like messing around, I still feel like I want to be invited back. I don't want to like mess anything up. So before we get into the topics, I want to bring up two games that are coming out. One today. On the 15th, that's when we're recording this.
Oh.
There's a... I think the other one is tomorrow. But the first one is New World Aeternum, which is... I think they're re-releasing New World, like, a different style. It's more like anime style. More like true RPG style. And it's also coming on console, so I might pick that up, man, because I've been looking for a new MMO.
For Refantasio, dude.
And then the next one was the one I was talking about that I think you might be thinking of. That this one comes out tomorrow on the 16th. Crow Country.
Woo!
It's an old style 32-bit. Like Resident Evil, Silent Hill, and it looks cool, man. Like, I kind of want to pick it up.
I think I'll pick it up for the Switch.
And 16, I think, is the Switch. 16 is the Switch and PS4. It's not PS5.
Yeah.
So the Switch is probably my way to go. But it looks really cool. Like, it just showed, like, a couple screenshots, and it reminded me of, like, literally... Someone like made Resident Evil into a 32-bit version, and then just was playing it that way. So it looks really cool. So those games, I mean, by the time this episode comes out, they're already be released. But as of recording it, today and tomorrow are the release dates.
All I'm saying is Metaphor Real Fantasio's game of the year. I'm calling it.
The thing is, I don't know. You know, I saw a comment that like the makers of Persona. We're talking about how they hate making the menus for the game, but they think like it's very unique, and it's like, you know, it makes the game, but the menus are what throws me off. I don't want to play these games because of the menu. But again, I don't have any experience with it. I've literally never picked up a Persona game, so I can't really say that I hate them. It doesn't make me want to play it when I see the menus. It looks very daunting. Too much. I mean, it's only like four things. It's like, you know, it'll like the main thing is like the start menu, whatever menu. And the menu just looks weird to me. So I don't know. But we'll just jump into it. So the first one is gonna be Pokemon. So Game Freak had freaky stuff.
Game had freaky
stuff leaked, and I actually don't know anything about it. So this is for you.
So I don't know too much about.
Yeah, you don't know everything, but just the big ones.
We're gonna talk about the big one. Well, there's two ones, two big ones.
We had
I'll
Pokemon.
Talk about the main big one. Yeah, there was like Pokemon that was never released, and some of it's like horror.
They
look scary.
But they're still not planning on releasing this. This was just like data mined that like they just found the information for it.
But the thing that I read was there was a story about a Pokemon. It's like a fire Pokemon, Typhlosion.
Mm-hmm.
That Pokemon disguises himself as a human, kidnaps a girl, and I think it's a young girl, like someone, a girl that's not of age, has sex with the girl, gets the girl pregnant. And then it creates a half-human, half-Pokemon baby. And that is what the internet is going crazy over.
What the heck, dude?
And this is, like, written by someone in the company, and they scrapped the idea, but... which is crazy. What was crazier is someone else said that they brought up Disney.
Yeah.
And there's, like, in locked up in their vaults is porn of their characters. I'm like, what? I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what someone said. He's like, you think that's crazy? He's like, Well, Disney has
like porn essentially
of their characters. That's Rule 34.
I mean, but like there's Rule 34 and then there's like something else, you know? Like Rule 34 is like the internet making this content. And if the company does it, that's I mean, like, it depends on the individual people working within the company, but for Disney and Nintendo to do things like this, it's really like strange enough for me to think like this is not real. Like sometimes the internet just like kind of rolls with something and like makes it real, but it's never verified. So I don't know. I want to be very cautious on this, but really weird. I honestly did not hear anything about this. I just heard that stuff got leaked, and I haven't heard anything. That's crazy.
There's a whole bunch of memes of Typhlosion.
That's crazy.
There's TikTok videos of people like slapping their Typhlosion plush dolls, and
that's crazy. Because like I remember when I saw like the three starter Pokemon, one of them is Typhlosion, or Cyndaquil, I think is the beginning evolution, and I remember liking it because like generally like the fire Pokemon, Charmander and stuff like that, I've always really liked. So that's crazy.
Game Freaky.
I didn't know it was that crazy. I would have done that as the last one. Damn.
start off strong.
Real strong. Holy shit. Should we move on or do you want to say anything else? So with this one...
I don't think it hurts Game Freak. They're going to sell games. Their next game is going to sell.
But would it somehow affect Nintendo? Like, that's it's not... Pokemon isn't owned by Nintendo, but it's like it's pretty much when you think of Pokemon, you think of Nintendo. So like if something about Pokemon comes out like that, I'm assuming it's going to affect Nintendo. So we'll see if they make any statements or make any decisions. Imagine they just scrap everything Pokemon. We're never making Pokemon ever again. But enough of that. The next is The Fall of Cinema. So we've had two movies that came out that have not done so well. The first one, Joker 2, has not done so good. And then the next one is, I might mispronounce this, Megalopolis. And then that one I know has Adam Driver in it. When I first heard of it, I was super excited because I like Adam Driver. I like most of the movies he's in. But then I've been watching TikToks of people that love watching movies, and they come out of a movie going like, what the hell did I watch? So what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I kind of lean towards the critics' reviews, so both. I'll take that back. If the critics' reviews show people like it and hate it, like it's divisive, I'll watch it.
But this is not like
that. Yeah, if it's like bad, everyone says it's bad, I usually won't watch it. I mean, did I want to watch Joker 2? Really? Not really. Francis Ford Coppola, he made Apocalypse Now, and this is going to be blasphemous, but I think that movie sucks. I know a lot of people love it, but that movie sucks. It has some good, cool moments, but I think that movie
overall
sucks. But so that's why Megalopolis, I wasn't like too crazy over. But Francis Ford Coppola has made good movies that I like.
But it's the same thing for me. Like the critics, I don't necessarily like care. I do like from time to time kind of like hear the reviews and be like, oh, okay. But normally it's like the reactions of like regular people watching it. And generally, even though critics are saying like this is a bad movie, it gets like a 30 to 40% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. If the audience likes it, I'm like, okay, I know that I'm going to probably like it. But in this case, it's both. Like, the audience and the critics are like, this movie, what is this? And so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in the same boat, because a lot of the audience like didn't even know what they were watching when they watched like Megalopolis.
I heard what happens at the end of Joker 2. I'm like, damn. That's
The thing is, I heard something about it, and I don't understand how that happened. I mean, I guess I understand because it's its own like thing, but like it in the series of like Batmans and stuff, that doesn't happen. So very strange. But do you want to like spoil it real quick?
Warn
people? No, okay.
Which is kind of crazy. This is kind of a side note. There's a comic book right now, and I don't read. I actually bought a comic at LA Comic Con, but there's a comic book right now that I saw on TikTok. The guy was explaining it. They're talking about a Batman, but it's a different universe. But it's a Batman that's not a billionaire, so he has to like use his smarts and just be resourceful. I'm like, he's like, this is like the coolest Batman. I'm like, fuck, I kind of want to read that.
Do you know the name of that one?
I think it's called it's either Absolute Batman, or I want to say it's Absolute. There's like an adjective in front of it.
Oh, okay.
It just came out. I was like, dang, that's kind of cool.
Oh, so it's just a starting comic book. Oh, interesting.
It's kind of cool.
You're going to buy the first comic? The first?
Probably not.
I mean, what if this becomes like the next like standard Batman, and then and then all of a sudden, you know, that first edition becomes like $2,000.
Yeah, I'm done with comic collecting.
You got anything else on the Fallout movies?
I think, to be honest, the Fallout movies is unoriginal happening. Ideas and people remaking, like...
Yeah, which blows my mind, bro. Like, there's so many, like... I know there's so many scripts out there of, like, movies we haven't done, or, like, there's ideas that people have of movies that we haven't done, and yet... We're over here remaking like movies. It's like, what the heck? Like, just
it makes money.
I know it's just like for the movie industry. It's like it's guaranteed money. We already made money. It can only make more money if we release it again. It's like, no, dude. Like, give us something new. But it's true though too, because like when we get a new movie, we like it doesn't do so well either. So we also kind of like push them to do that.
I mean, the next movie that I'm excited for is probably Mickey 13, Bong Joon-ho's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, I mean, excited for
other than that, I don't know. I can't think of another movie.
And that
Superman was sick. They just released a photo, just a photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm kind of hyped for Superman. Next is July, dude. I'm kind of hyped, dude. Kind of hyped. Superman.
But for Mickey 13, you know if it's this year?
I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. There's like three movies that are coming out.
So there's Mickey 13,
Superman. Nosferatu.
Oh, that's right.
Robert Eggers. That's the next one I think that's coming out in Christmas. Nosferatu. And then The Monkey.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah. The trailer just came out.
So. Oh, okay. But we'll move on to the Kai Sinat meal, which is pretty much a Big Mac, but with, what was it, like the chicken instead
patties.
Of chicken patties instead of the meat patties or the beef patties. So let's talk about the meal he has. It's only the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything with the fries. No. Special drink with it, just a sandwich. We've seen streamers eat it. We would eat it if we weren't, you know, on diets.
Yeah, it could be my cheat meal, but I'm not wasting that shit on McDonald's. Fuck that, dude.
But yeah, like, I mean, because they have I mean, it's not their dollar menu anymore, but they have the dollar menu. They have the McDouble. And the McChicken.
Mm-hmm.
So the McChicken is, I think it's that patty. So it's two patties instead of that in the in a Big Mac. So I feel like I would know what the taste is like. But since I'm a fat ass, I do want to get it anyways. In term of having a Kai Sinat meal, what would your meal be? And then I'll tell you mine as well.
Okay. Fuck.
Or I already know. I can just start it if you want me to. So, there it's already a sandwich that people make, but you would order a McChicken and a McDouble, and you would put the McChicken in the McDouble.
Okay, that's a good one. So
that's what I would
do. That's a good one.
That's like the stoner meal, dude. But it was cheap. It was like, I mean, back in the day, it was like $1.50 for each sandwich. So for $3, you were getting like something bigger than a Big Mac, you know?
Mine's going to be a fat ass meal.
Okay. Oh, you're going to include like a drink and fries?
Yeah, yeah, I'm making it. Okay, oh.
I mean, like, it would just be fries and a drink. And maybe like a special drink, I would have a, I mean, I don't know, I'm basic, just a cherry Coke.
So my meal is a Big Mac. 4 Chicken McNuggets inside the Big Mac. That's the burger. And then fries. It comes with the apple pie.
Ooh.
And a Sprite.
I didn't think of a dessert. Damn.
The ice cream.
Damn.
Comes with the ice cream. No. Mine doesn't come with ice cream. But apple pie, fries, and a Sprite.
Yeah, because the ice cream machine would break down on you. Yeah. So, like, you know, your meal wouldn't always come with the ice cream for people.
That would be the meal.
So, Big Mac with chicken nuggets in it. Why 4, though?
I don't know. I feel like that fits.
I'd do 6. Three on the top patty, 3 on the bottom patty. You got to make it even, bro. You got to make it even. Mm. I mean, you can do 2 and 2, but I'm like, that doesn't fill out the whole thing, you know? Like,
I could taste.
That's so funny. We both went with like a meal that's not already on the menu. Would it be when people order it? Would it be a large meal?
Yes,
it's automatically large. You can't even do any other size.
Nope.
I think I'd do the same thing. I'd get, you know what? It'd come with double the amount of fries.
Damn.
And a small drink, so you have to buy a bigger drink. No, I'm just kidding. Just like force people to get other stuff. Man. Have you ever done the Monopoly for McDonald's?
Yeah.
And the way that they do it, man, it's so crazy. Because they'll have like the biggest or like the most amount of stickers would be on like the small size fries, on the large drink, and like on the quarter pounder or whatever. So if you order a combo, you would get the fries with it, but if you got a small, but not the drink. And then if you got a large, the fries wouldn't have it, but the drink would. So then people would be like, no, I'd get the small fries, please, and a large drink, please. And then you're paying extra because it's not a combo anymore. Jeez. So they got it down, man. They had that down. I feel like I haven't seen that happen in a while, though.
They're really good at certain things, like when the Cactus Jack thing was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. There's also another meal that someone's already doing. Wendy's and SpongeBob. They're doing Krabby Patty.
I thought you were going to say Wendy's and queso.
No. Queso. There's the SpongeBob meal, but yep. I think Wendy's is dropping the ball on that. Because there's no, like, special box. Mm. There's no, like, special, like meal package with it. It is literally just a standard Dave's hamburger, fries, and a drink. That's Damn. It.
Wendy's is good, too.
That's it.
Shit.
And then I guess in L.A., there's, like, a small burger franchise that also did the Krabby Patty. But they do have a box that's specialized for the, you know, a photo of SpongeBob on there and everything, and people are like, dude, this is the way Wendy should have done it. So maybe when we're down in LA, I'll try it. I'll get a Krabby Patty from that place.
2 weeks.
It's already over by then.
Yes, shit.
Which is funny, actually. Like, that means that we'll do that, and then that Monday we record again.
Cheat meal that day. cheat day, not meal. Because there's food places at that event, too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I remember, like, I remember getting, like, 3 things.
I'm going to eat good that Dang. Day.
So we got to, like, just not eat all day. And then that's the only time we eat. To make up for everything. You got anything else? No, I think that's going to be it for our podcast today.
There's one more topic, right?
Oh, that's right.
Elon Musk-y.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just two robot things. Two things.
I'll cut out the part where it says
it's like three things.
Yeah, but Elon Musk and Tesla. I didn't even mention that in the thing. That's why. I didn't write it down. Mm. But yeah, I saw the bus. I saw the, like, no steering wheel Tesla, which is super scary. Like,
that's scary, dude.
The thing is, like, I understand that Elon has a lot of faith in his cars, but, like, regardless, as a consumer who's in the car, I would feel much safer if at any point I could take control of the damn car when it's like, you know, let me just drive him off the fucking edge of the road.
Like, it would have been cool if he had that, but it had came with the steering wheel and stuff. Because I want to sleep. I don't want to drive, dude.
right.
Driving is stressful.
But, like, the thing is, like, when I wake up and I realize the car is driving off the edge of the road, I want to be able to, like, you know, stop that. Yeah. And now it's like I can't. I could be like, you know, please stop. And then, you know, the HAL robot will be like, no, I need to keep going. And then they had the robots. But the robots weren't as impressive because I think they were being controlled by people.
It's weird, dude. I mean, it feels like they're being controlled, but I don't know. Maybe they're not, dude. Like, that'd be scary if they weren't. Because the way they responded, how quick they responded. Yeah. Because usually, you know, I have, you know, Siri. It takes time. You talk to it.
Yeah. Like, it'll calculate for like a split second and you can tell that delay.
Yeah.
But this one wasn't like that.
Yeah. And the way it talked was crazy, like human-like.
Yeah.
It wasn't even robotic.
So that's why I would assume there was like either controls or something. I know, like, I don't know if you've seen the, at Universal Studios, like the Transformers bots. It's a guy in a costume, but it's there's someone nearby with like a big like screen controller, and he's controlling the voices, so he can pretty much have it say anything because he has like predetermined like words. So he can, like, put the words together or he can just have sentences already done. And, like, I mean, the way that these guys handle that, it's really good. So I would assume it was someone actually talking out of that robot, but it's just someone nearby with an iPad.
What's crazy because there's a TikToker and she always goes to harass Megatron.
Yeah.
And Megatron knows her name.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Kenya.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And it's just someone nearby, like, controlling the voice. So they're able to, like, just have it say whatever they want, but they would already know it beforehand. So that if that user knows that person, then they could have it say that. So it gets crazy, man. But yeah, I don't think it's going to do well. Like, the taxi Tesla. It's so scary to just be in a car and there's, like, no way for you to control it.
But his selling point was kind of cool. Like, you can have it make money for you.
Right.
That's kind of cool. But it's kind of sketchy, too. You can't trust people.
Well, the thing is, like, people already have their Teslas. Like, they have, like, I think there's a Turo app, which you can, like, rent any car you want. And people put their Teslas on there, or they'll just like, you know, have Uber and they'll just drive their Teslas and stuff. But I think with Turo, I think there's a story where a woman was renting out her Tesla and someone kind of like stole the seats and stuff like that. Like, they tore down the car essentially and stole all her stuff. And I was like, I mean, like, there's what's stopping it from doing that, especially if you don't have anything on your in your car. So. Obviously, they can get video of it, but, like, the guy's, like, long gone. You have to find the guy, and they don't know who he is. So,
I still think it's too early, but I think self-driving cars will eventually come.
I'm waiting. With the news that Elon released, I like the idea of, like, the self-driving cars, but, again, I'm so scared of it not having anything for me to control. Like, that's so scary. Even if, like, honestly, even if I didn't know, like if he just had a steering wheel that's a dummy one, like it wasn't connected to any electronics, it was just there to make you have peace of mind, like, oh, you know, if something does happen, I can control it, even though it doesn't do anything. That would have been fine with me. But the fact that he just released it and it's like, oh, yeah, no steering wheel, just sit in it and just take off. And I'm like, no, bro, no. You can tell that car to just go off the bridge and whenever you want, and I can't stop it. So that is a scary thought for me. And it's funny, too, because when we had the podcast with Karosh, or when Karosh was doing the podcast with us, I talked about how I was, like, all for AI, like, let it just, you know, come out. But now I'm realizing maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I can't be all AI. Too scary.
Robot Butler.
Because there's also, like, those ones where it's, I've seen, like, either shows or movies where the AI is, like, no, it's safer if you stay in the house, you know, because like it's just too dangerous out there. And then it, like, it just starts controlling everything and you can't do anything because it just feels like it's so dangerous. And it's just like, what's stopping it from doing that? I don't know. I know these are outlandish things that like haven't come to fruition, but the idea is now in my head and now I'm scared of AI. You got anything else? Is that it for the podcast? All right, guys. So that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.